I got to get one of these.
SAT123.com.
From atop the Rocky Mountains,
they put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks. At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater.
Roundtable Live. Man, have we got a bunch of cool stuff for you today. Check this out. This is sad news and bad news, but we expect nothing less from the criminal courts, ladies and gentlemen. Headline says MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell joins Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani in having bids to block defamation suits against them dismissed by the court. I guess in separate actions earlier this year, U.S. federal courts ruled that Dominion Voting Systems can move forward with defamation lawsuits against Giuliani, and on Monday, Lindell's bid to have his case elevated to the Supreme Court shut down, dismissed, denied. So now you've got Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, and Mike Lindell, who have all tried to go to court. Literally, they dismiss it. They don't discuss the merits of the case. They don't deal with reality. They just shut all of them down. Meanwhile, they say Dominion can go after every one of them. Folks, the courts are as politically manipulated and perverted as it gets. Do you want to make a quick comment on that, Sheriff? And then your quote, sir.
Yes, I'm afraid, Sam, that the FBI has been politicized and weaponized, and courts are now simply choosing which political side they're on. And they have nothing to do with following their oaths of office to uphold and defend and enforce the United States Constitution.
They're not, and I repeat, not digging into the merits of the details of the case. They're merely rejecting anybody who wants to create accountability with elections and anybody who wants to dig into Dominion's details. They're shut down, but Dominion is free to go after anybody they want to. Time will tell what happens to this, but this is a bad, bad look, to say the least. Actually, a quote from your court case might be relevant, Sheriff?
Well, it actually is. It is indeed. So this is the beginning, at the very beginning of the decision by Scalia, and he's explaining the issue, and he's explaining what he's going to do in this ruling. This is quite amazing. I've never actually addressed this part of the Supreme Court decision. The Prince case, P-R-I-N-T-Z, Sheriff Prince from Montana, who filed this lawsuit second, right after I did, about 5 weeks after I did. Here is what Scalia is saying. Quote, the answer to the CLEO, chief law enforcement officer, the Brady bill and the decision calls the sheriffs, those, the chief law enforcement officer. There it is, folks. The answer to the CLEO's challenge must be sought in historical understanding. That's astonishing. Must be sought in historical understanding and practice in the structure of the Constitution and in this jurisprudence of this court. There he goes, telling that courts should be following the structure of the Constitution. Then he adds this. Not only do the enactments of the early Congresses, as far as we are aware, contain no evidence of an assumption that the federal government may command states' executive power, in this particular case, sheriffs, in the absence of a particularized constitutional authorization, they contain some indication of precisely the opposite assumption. In other words, the assumption that the federal government cannot commandeer executives of the state to conform or enforce a federal regulatory program. Sam, I absolutely love what Scalia put here in the introduction of what he was going to rule in this case. We must, as he points out, follow the historical perspective and structure of the United States Constitution. That is what every one of those courts should be doing that you just mentioned, but they don't. They follow political dogma instead.
One last point on this before we introduce our guest as well, Sheriff. Antonin Scalia pointed out the historical relevance of the position of the sheriff as well. That's very significant because the sheriff existed before the federal government was ever even dreamed of, or the general government, as many of us like to call it. So we got to understand that, you know what, the tail cannot wag the dog. The creation is not greater than the creator, and that historical context cannot be overlooked.
Correct. And again, Sam, everybody should have this little pocket-sized bullet with you. Wherever you go, keep this decision with you. It is the most powerful 10th Amendment state sovereignty case in the history of America. And I had an excerpt that proves everyone should be very familiar with this case.
And if you want to get more information, ladies and gentlemen, CSPOA.org is where you go. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association website, CSPOA.org. Get your pocket constitution. Get your greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered court case summary in your hand at all times. Deplorables proven right once again. That's a quote from our next guest. Our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, is the former chairman and former CEO of Overstock.com. He's a political, in my opinion, leader. He is a man who doesn't mince words. He's a man who believes in what he's doing. He's a man who's been ridiculed and mocked and beat up for his stance, but he remains constitutional, remains, in my opinion, standing tall for the sacred cause of liberty. Patrick Byrne, welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show, sir. All right, we'll try to grab Patrick here in just a second. In the meantime, though, I interviewed Patrick on the radio just a few days ago, Sheriff, and we talked about the deplorables proven once right again. You know, they're mocking us as deplorables. That's the Hillary Clinton 2016 quote.
Right.
But Patrick Byrne was interviewed in the New American Magazine by William Jasper. So if you want to go and check that interview out, thenewamerican.com, William Jasper. And Patrick Byrne was interviewed, and the headline of the article, or the interview, if you will, is 2022 elections quite perilous? Amen to that statement, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what it says. Patrick is afraid that they're going to try to radically steal this election. They're going to try to create violence and try to create discord. Patrick, welcome, sir. All right, Sheriff, what do you say to this?
Well, first of all, I think it's really comical to use the deplorables ridiculous comment from Hillary, but I love shoving it back in her face with a little sarcasm and humor.
Well, that's what I'm doing for sure.
Well, of course. Yeah, and I love it. Patrick Byrne, the first thing I want to ask him is his personal bio a little bit. I know he could go on forever because he's had such an amazing life and career. But I want people to understand where this man has been, where he comes from, what he has done. First of all, he was at our Las Vegas CSPOA press conference back on July 12th. And
yes, he was.
Matt, you talk about somebody standing tall. He is tall.
Thank you. Welcome, Patrick. How are you? Hopefully you'll come through okay. I know because of some of the storms that we've had, there's a little bit of internet trouble as part of the problem for Patrick. Welcome, sir. Can you hear us all right?
Sounds like he's having audio trouble.
All right. What I would do is see if you can just get him on a phone line if you can, Hunter. Let's try that. In the meantime, Patrick has been working on a website, speaking of his incredible credentials, Sheriff. Not only is he an incredible man, he's done a lot of things in his life. He's made a lot of money. He's done a lot of interesting things in his life. But he's also involved in a new website called onemoremission.com. Continuing service through civic duty. And it's become a patriot poll worker. Is the idea. One More Mission is a campaign established in 2022 and the goal to forge a new mission among our nation, our military veterans, our family of first responders. Okay, we want a growing group of patriots of all stripes who are continuing to support and defend our Constitution by ensuring the integrity of our polling stations. One More Mission brings veterans and first responders together to make a positive impact into our communities. Join the team to make a difference today, says the website. Now, they say that there's been perilous times throughout our nation's history. Amen to that. And in this critical moment, the sovereignty of our elections requires basically that we all get involved and perform our civic duty, Sheriff.
Yeah, and I like all of that. And did I just hear that Patrick's on? Patrick, are you there? I guess not. But Sam, really, his new website and his new effort, you know, this is another guy who could easily just go off into the sunset and retire on some Polynesian island and be left alone. But he dedicates himself to the holy cause of liberty, and he stands tall, both physically and philosophically. And I really admire him. I would love to get to know him better. I think there's people that are standing today that really have a message and really have a history of standing for the truth. And one of those is definitely our guest today. Hopefully we can get him on, Patrick Byrne. He absolutely has such an amazing life, an amazing career. And he still, at this time of his life, is engaged in, as I said, the holy cause of liberty. What a patriot this man is. How are we there?
Hunter, why don't you get a hold of him via phone? The number's in the email that I sent you.
Okay, sounds good. So, Sam, but you just interviewed him a couple of days ago, right?
Yes, I did, and it was a barn burner interview, literally a virtual indictment of the Republicans and the Democrats. You know what they're all trying to do, Sheriff? They're trying to create spy maneuvers on one another. They're trying to create entrapment on one another. Where they can literally put someone into a bind and then later spring that trap. So one of the things that they did is they set up a bribe for Hillary Clinton of about $18 million. She took the bribe, so she's caught. She's a criminal, and they know it. And their plan was to get her elected as president and then turn that bribe against her at the right time. Well, she never made president.
Well, she's been a criminal for a long time, Sam, and we're talking a long time. Way back when she first did her trade in the 90s, where she did her cattle futures trade and made millions. And there was a book called The Sovereign Individual that said that did a mathematic and economic analysis of her wonderful futures trade, cattle futures, no less. And they said that the chance of her doing that legally was one in 250,000. So there's no way she did it legally. She's always been taking money illegally. And her entire Clinton Foundation has been illegal, just as Hunter Biden's has been illegal, taking bribes and money from our enemies. And yet she still skates. She and her political hubby, Bubba, have skated on so many illegal activities and criminal activities. It's astonishing how they keep walking around free. Bubba, especially with the 26 trips that he took to the sex ranch in New Mexico with Epstein. So yeah, I'm accusing him of that.
Well, not to mention on the airplane, the Lolita airplane with Jeffrey Epstein and more. He lied about how many times he went on the plane. There's simply, even when he went on the plane as the president, there's simply no detailed information about it, which means the whole log or records log simply deleted or ignored or never filled out. I don't know what you want to call it. Mm-hmm. It's disaster, Sheriff.
Well, it is. And I love his sense of humor about using Hillary Clinton's quote that we're all deplorables. I'm one. Absolutely. If Hillary Clinton is calling people who stand for freedom, stand for the Constitution, stand for America, stand for our families, stand against all the corruption of Washington, D.C. and the Clintons, absolutely put me part of what Hillary Clinton called the vast right conspiracy. Her husband. Absolutely, I'm there because I'm against all corruption. I'm against all Washington, D.C. corruption. And it's so ubiquitous and so widespread that you can hardly begin to determine where you should start to stop all this crap from the political pundits and political, should you say, those who have profited from corrupt politics in Washington, D.C. And the Clintons are at the top of that.
Patrick, welcome to the Sheriff Mack Show, my friend. How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, sir. Can you hear me okay, Patrick? All right, we can hear Patrick. He can't hear us, Hunter.
Patrick, we can hear you.
Hello, okay. Can you hear me?
All right. Keep going now. Hi, Patrick. How are
Patrick.
You?
Okay, are you there,
Patrick?
Me?
Patrick, we can hear you.
All right, so we'll continue here. They're getting Patrick lined up. And a lot of it has to do with video and TV together, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, the big networks have plenty of equipment and plenty of people working on it. I don't know if you know, at the end of like a national public radio show or, you know, NPR, whatever, they list probably 30 people working on their broadcasts. We have Sam and Sheriff and Hunter. That's all we have.
We have
we're all
bar.
Three at different locations.
Yeah.
So there you have that. All right, we can hear Patrick just fine. We'll get to him in just a second. In the meantime, though, it's important to understand, folks, this guy has lived an incredible life. He's done a lot for election integrity. And the problem is anybody who doubles down on election integrity, Sheriff, they slaughter him. They destroy their character. They destroy their reputation. And so they've literally now tried to, in the mainstream press, chalk up Patrick as nothing but a conspiracy theorist. But interestingly enough, he has created accountability. As I mentioned on the previous show, we had Patrick on. The Democrats and the Republicans are both trying to create entrapment for the other side. It's just nothing but a political chess match between the left, right. But it's all really the deep state against the rest of us is the real takeaway for this. And what they try to do is set up traps for one another to try to entangle
you there.
Yeah, they're all on the same team.
I
Hi,
am.
Patrick.
Can anyone hear me yet? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello,
how are
hello.
You?
Good, good.
Can you hear us?
Sorry. I hear you fine now. I hear you fine now.
Okay, good.
All right. Welcome to the broadcast. Good. We did a great introduction of you, Patrick. We mentioned your website and a little bit about the previous interview that I did with you. And now we'll say hi to Sheriff Mack. Sheriff.
Hello,
yes,
Sheriff.
Yes, sir. Hey, Patrick.
Hello, Sheriff Mack.
Yeah, good to have you. Good to have you back with us. Thank you so much for your time this morning. You're
Sheriff,
probably on the East Coast somewhere.
I'm on the East Coast in Florida, in Venice, Florida, which is dead center where the hurricane hit a few days ago. So the internet and cell phone and everything is quite intermittent. In fact, we're not working at the office anymore.
Okay.
So well, I'm very sorry. Sense. I heard, but I could hear you. I heard your overly generous introduction and explanation for me. I feel like I'm embarrassed you can come on now, because you're such a hero of mine, Joe. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for all the work that you've done. And real quick, we have about a minute and 20 seconds. Give everybody the sweet and short version, the Reader's Digest version, if you will, of your background. What has brought you to national prominence?
Oi. It's kind of a strange story. I did start at launchoverstock.com. I've done a bunch of things, but in the last couple of years, clearly the election in 2020 was rigged. We know how it was rigged. We've got it all deconstructed now. We got court case. We all know it was rigged. And now what I'm fighting with General Flynn is a project we call the America Project to save this nation. We have to get something to happen this election to buy ourselves some breathing room. And General Flynn advised me on starting it, but the America Project is all mine. I take responsibility for everything involved. And we have really started a program. You know, there's a loss of social trust in the institution of voting. The most trusted institutions in America are the military and law enforcement. So onemoremission.com is a program we're trying to get retired military, retired law enforcement, and first responders, firefighters, everybody to have first crack at working in the precincts. Because if they will work in the precincts in the county election systems this election, society will trust the result, whatever comes out. So we need everyone, we need retired police and deputies and such to be working. We're calling for them to work in the election booths.
All right, Patrick, I just mentioned right before we had you jump on with us, this interesting headline in the mainstream press. It's the New York Times.
You got to head to break.
Everywhere. I'll ask you the question really quick and then let you respond on the other side. Mike Lindell just got shut down. They won't take his court case. Dominion can move forward and sue everybody, but nobody can sue Dominion. Your thoughts in seconds on Brighteon TV.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Hey, it's Karen Kingston here. I'm here at Brighteon TV, and I strongly encourage you to tune in to all their stations. Why? Because if you want to learn about truth, America, and God, this is the channel to tune into. Thank you so much. God bless America.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages, or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name, and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration, and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightEonStore.com.
We're talking to our dear friend, Patrick Byrne. We're talking about his new website, trying to help resolve election fraud crises. Yeah, Patrick was interviewed by William Jasper in The New American, and he talked about, hey, he's worried that they're going to try to radically steal this election. I'm talking 2022 in a few weeks, folks. Create violence and discord is on their minds and in their agenda and lexicon. Have you heard of onemoremission.com yet? If you haven't, understand that One More Mission is a nonpartisan, non-party affiliated opportunity for patriots of all stripes to support our Constitution, our way of life, and most importantly, have transparent, accountable elections, Sheriff. You got to dig that for a solution. We want everybody watching at the polls, right, Patrick?
Yes, sir. This is all about restoring trust in the institution of election. And who do we trust more than retired sheriff deputies and retired sergeants in the Army and things like that, you know? So it's the quickest way that that society can have trust in the system again.
I am convinced that they have so many ways to commit election fraud. It's kind of like in the Bible how they say there are diverse ways to sin. We can't even number them all. There's so many. It seems to me that that's what they've really achieved with elections at this point. I'm very concerned that we won't be able to keep a lid on it. We can do our very best. We can create more accountability. And every time we do, we have a transparency and accountability in more and more races. And I hope we can get it solved by this election. But I see it as a work in progress. Patrick, do you think the same thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's absolutely a work in progress. In fact, we almost lost, but we recovered in time and we're chipping away. We do show, I mean, the strategy is a high-low strategy. Like in those, you ever see those NFL hits where the quarterback gets sacked by two guys, one guy hits low,
yes,
one guy hits high, and they spin them. That's what, you
and
know, really
brutal.
That's what happened in there.
And I wouldn't want to be
brutal.
The guy getting hit, I'll tell you that right now.
I've been one of the guys doing that at one point in my life, but I played college ball. But that's what we did in Arizona. And the low hit is the ground game is you're right. They have 14 ways to cheat. We have a very good understanding of it now. There are 14 ways that these systems can be used to cheat. It's defenses in depth strategy. We can make it much more difficult for them to cheat or significantly more difficult for them to cheat on the ground. Right. But then the public has to do their job and the public has to come out and show up. So in like the case of Carrie Lake, your friend of Arizona, Governor, you know, she won. Our analysis is she won by 12, but then they cheated her 10. And so she only won by 2. But the real thing is she won by 12. And that's what it's going to take. They can cheat about 10 points with a lot of effort, maybe 5. So we need to overwhelm them at the polls. So there's really a way we can pull this off. And then if we pull this off and we have one chamber of Congress liberated from the corruption, I think we will have a very good shot. We will have a beachhead from which we can start re-liberating the government. And as you said, this is bipartisan. I'm not even a Republican. I don't care who the people elect. Let them elect Ho Chi Minh, for all I care. It's got to be a fair election.
Sheriff?
Well, now, Patrick, I got to ask you the $10,000 question. You keep saying, which I agree with because I'm one of them, former sheriffs, former deputies, former law enforcement, former sergeants in the military and law enforcement, so on. Why would we not take this message to current sheriffs and law enforcement?
Well, because people get worried about seeing uniforms around polling places. It looks third world. However, I think the sheriffs and police chiefs have a very robust mission this election. Their deputies have to be out there keeping order. What George Soros has done is he's hired 5,000 goons, and those goons are going to go to these election places, and they're going to be working too, and they're going to try to pick fights with our guys. And well, they're going to try to pick fights with the honest people who show up, and you pick fights with them, and then both of you get in a fist fight, and both of you get thrown out. So they're going to try to do things like that to disrupt this election. And then they're going to try to blame it on me, incidentally. I already know this from inside the DHS and inside the FBI. There are people sending me information.
You're going to try to blame it on who?
Myself, Patrick Byrne.
Oh, okay.
I already know that within the DHS, when they are training people, the DHS is telling people, we expect violence and disruption around this election. And when the people ask from who, from China, from Russia, the DHS trainers are being instructed to say, no, it's Patrick Byrne. That's our number one suspect, Patrick Byrne and what he's doing. So I'm thinking of suing the DHS for libel, but or slander, that would be. But secondly, I don't want to make them put up or shut up, but they're what they're going to do is Soros is going to try to make this election go violent, and then they're going to try to pin it on me, which is why we have to keep it peaceful. But who knows how to de-escalate better than a sheriff's deputy, a former sheriff's deputy? Don't you guys spend all your days having to de-escalate sticky situations, Sheriff?
Yeah, for the most part. I hope so. I know that some do. But since the Rodney King meetings and George Floyd, they have increased their training on de-escalation exponentially. So, yes, I hope they're trained and ready to go. I agree with you. We should have former sheriffs and former deputies and former law enforcement, former military getting involved in this. I also agree that there should be uniforms walking around, making sure that their presence is felt. It's not intimidating voters. It's making sure that we're intimidating those who would interrupt and interfere with the election at the polling places that you just described. So I don't see how a uniformed officer hurts out at all. But if it's going to help, if they're in plain clothes, fine and dandy with me as well. But I believe that a uniform near, and just like they have a police car in front of schools a lot now today, they should be doing the same at every polling place. And they should be making sure that they're providing security and safety for one and all at every polling place in America.
Amen to that.
I absolutely
one thing
agree.
To consider too, Patrick, one thing to consider too, I'm convinced one of the ways that we better be very careful that it can escalate quickly is this. When we try to put our people in place to monitor the polls, what they've done in the past is they've made you stay a certain distance or they've made you not be in the room or whatever. And they literally turn vote watchers into vote hearers. You can't even see anything. You can just kind of hear what's going on. This is one of the areas in which we really need law enforcement and others to say, hold on. There's a right to view these elections. There's a right to be there and create accountability here. And that's where the fights are going to escalate, because what's going to happen is bureaucrats and election officials are going to try to force these people out of the mix. And then when they get pushback, oftentimes, if we're not careful, the cops of the building or the cops of the venue get called first, which aren't standard police. They're kind of more like glorified guards. And if you're not very careful, what happens is it's already escalated by the time the cops get the wrong picture or the bad information about what really is going down. And I think that's going to be one of the biggest, I don't know what you want to call it, battle points that we need to guard against. And we need to lead with a peaceful view. That's why your website is so critical, Patrick.
Thank you. Thank you. I think you're right. I think that there's a role for sheriff's deputies and in every precinct. I like those kind of uniforms. I think military uniforms are a different matter. But I think there's no reason that we can't have cops in uniform and deputies in uniform at each, you know, one at each precinct that they could, you know, that there's going to be a lot of overtime on election day. But it would do wonders for America if every police chief and sheriff would make sure, you know, he had a lot of deputies spread everywhere he could, observing the observers. And, you know, it's not enough just to be an election observer. You got to be one of the workers. We need our side to go in and work, because the observers do get gooned out. The bad guys send goons and pit fights and block and put up pizza boxes so our people can't observe. Well, if our people, you know, aren't just observing, but they're actual workers – election workers, which is a, you know, a week job, a 2 week job, you can just volunteer, but you, and some of them are paid positions, but if they actually work, it makes it a lot difficult, more difficult. There's a district, I think it was Miami Broward, where the woman, the election manager, quit because she's getting sued because she has 92% Democrats, 8% Republicans in her work, and she won't do anything to rebalance it. She's refusing to rebalance it for the election among her observers and poll workers. So that's what they do. They have 92-8 advantage in the workshops, and that's so we have to change that. And it isn't like we need a bunch of Republicans. We just need a bunch of former law enforcement. We just need a bunch of Americans who are honest, and everyone knows they're honest, which is basically former military, former law enforcement, and fire.
Amen to that.
People who put their line.
Amen. So, Patrick, so I know that you're saying, hey, this can go violent. I know you say, hey, this can get out of control. They're going to blame it on Patrick. They're also going to try to blame it on CSPOA. They're going to try to blame it on True the Vote. They're going to try to blame it on Mike Lindell. Anybody's who influential in creating accountability, and anybody who has the ability to move the ball forward, to use the football game scenario again, in other words, to move the chains, that's who they're going to try to blame this on. Do we have intel about where George Soros and party and company, where their people are going to be the most? It would be very helpful to kind of even have an idea of where they're planning to strike or where they're planning to make their violent agenda felt, right? Do we have any intel on any of that?
I do not. I think it's just going to be all over. I think that there may be a chance they're going to do it so broadly that they bust the election, that their goal is to bust the election, and then because they have information dominance, they'll say it was our side because we look for, you know. So they may try to actually just bust the election, make it uncertifiable. You know, the truth
is... the deplorables from January 6th are everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, right?
Yeah, it's too funny. They're so crooked. You know, it's like Solzhenitsyn said about the Soviets. It's like, they lie, we know they're lying. They know that we know that they're lying. We know that they know that we know they're lying. Yeah, they just keep lying anyway. You know, that's what... I think we've made it a lot tougher. Look at what happened in Arizona with Kerry Lake and Mark Finchem and Abe Hanneman. You know, they can cheat, but they can't completely rig it. Or the more difficult we make it for them, the more obvious their cheating is to expose.
Right. Sheriff? Well, I really like what you said there. And I hear quite often that the bottom line to stop cheating is that we must get rid of computerized tabulation of votes. We must get
you
rid of
must, the absolutely. There, look, I built a $2 billion tech company. I can tell you, if something has a power cord, it can be hacked. Your toaster can be hacked. Your refrigerator can be hacked. The idea that these things are secure is so laughable. I could have told you that anyway, but you know, on June 3rd of this year, just a few months ago, the DHS put out a statement, and the statement may as well have said Sheriff Mack was right all along. You know, they put out a report that said that these systems, okay, that they 2 years ago they called the most secure election in history, they're now acknowledging they have 9 major security vulnerabilities in them. There's the Dominion does. Dominion, they put out on June 3rd this paper, about 5 pages, and the list goes through 9. To call these security vulnerabilities is too charitable. These are massive security failures. There's no way to make the machine safe. In fact, even if you click through to get the patch on these 9 vulnerabilities they analyze, there are no patches. All that it says is, well, this is under assessment. There is no way to patch it. So they have now admitted that themselves about these systems. There is no way to make these elections secure while they have these. And, you know, what we teach the third world to do, although that's not a polite term anymore, but what we teach in the developing world for 50 years is a system that can, it's all on paper, it's super simple and transparent. At every precinct, there's a clear bag. One person goes up at a time and drops one ballot in. Everyone can watch them do it. The citizens can sit there and tally how many people do that, and they can see how many votes come out of the bag. People count right on the spot. They count on the spot. You don't move you count at the precinct. Both sides sign the result. It gets put inside the bag, sealed up with tape, moved to county, boom, 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 boom. 3 hours. It takes 3 hours, and they can count a national election on paper. This idea that we're getting through computers, we're saving a bunch of time or something, it's all nonsense. We can do this on paper, just like we teach the rest of the world to do it, and you can run a national election that's totally transparent in 3 hours. You can do all the counting in 3 hours.
Amen.
Yeah, and I'm not, all over the world.
Like you're alluding to, I don't care about speed. I care about accuracy. But yeah, you can have both. But
speed,
the computers,
the paper ballots,
absolutely
truth,
guaranteed cheating.
All right, I want to talk about the FBI, because we know, Patrick, the FBI literally cheated in the 2020 election. They literally ran stories that were absolutely blatantly false, and they knew it about Donald Trump and about Russian ties or this Russian dossier lie. They knew it was a lie. They peddled the lie. They were in bed with Hillary Clinton's campaign to fund and promote the lie. The media took part. We've documented now that the media is in bed with the FBI to do their bidding. So that's on one side of the discussion. On the other side of the discussion is they suppressed Hunter Biden / Joe Biden stories. And when you literally attack one candidate with lies and dishonesty and half-truths and zero truth, and then you literally bury all the stories about the other candidate, the FBI literally committed election fraud. Now, normally we don't like to use fraud because the bar is pretty high for that. But when you have a government agency literally suppressing one candidate with dishonesty and literally protecting another candidate, and then, hey, it changed the election. How do we get a handle on FBI and the Justice Department's cheating?
Well, it's horrible, and they should be ashamed of themselves, and they are ashamed of themselves. They know they have a bad element at the top. I'm very surprised that Chris Wray has not done more. I actually thought that Chris Wray, I've tried to defend the guy, and there are people I know who I trust who have told me, like, he's trying to do the right thing. But I'm super disappointed in the leadership. I'll tell you something. I happen to know that, you're talking about the DOJ. The DOJ, I'm told that Attorney General Garland had 10, this is a big thing I'm dropping on you, on your show. He had 10 senior members of the FBI he was addressing just a week ago or 10 days ago, and he told them, why hasn't this Hillary thing been taken care of? It could bury us all. The Hillary thing to which he's referring to is there's a private lawsuit. There's a type of lawsuit that says if the federal government, if I see that, you know, a contractor has cheated the federal government out of $1 billion, I can file a lawsuit on behalf of the government. And if I win them the money, I get a little share of it. And there's a man who has done that. He's a 30-year federal DEA investigator. And he left the government. He's won a couple of those cases and actually won a fortune for the billions for the government and a nice sum for himself. He is behind a taxpayer's case regarding Hillary Clinton. And he's been suing for Hillary's, his name's John Moynihan, and he's testified to Congress, and you can find this. He's got two cases in tax court where he's saying the IRS was cheated of $2.5 billion by the Clinton Foundation. What really happened, and this is public, is the day after Trump won in 2016, someone from Clinton's organization got in contact with him and said, I'm not going to go to prison for these people. I'll give you everything, and gave him a great deal. The IRS, so he's got this very powerful case. The IRS has been blocking him. And oddly enough, the DOJ, I have to give some props. The DOJ is not monolithic. There are honest people who believe in the rule of law. The DOJ just a few weeks ago stepped in. The IRS has been holding back and refusing to turn over documents. And the DOJ stepped a few weeks ago and turned it over. And last Friday, 45,000 pages of documents were delivered to the guy. So we have the goods on Hillary. But it's just interesting. The DOJ has stepped up and done the right thing regarding that case. And in addition, and so he works for the America Project, although that case precedes the America Project. We've been working on another case that involves, and I might as well say it, the trucking distribution. And the post office was involved. And we've been trying for a year and a half to get certain information out of the post office, and they've been refusing to give it. And Department of Justice and people got involved about 3 weeks ago, and they turned around and told the post office, you guys are breaking the law by not turning this information over. and you got to turn it over, and you have to turn it over. And that's actually in court, like, this week. So they, believe it or not, there are people within the DOJ showing up, not to our arrest you, but showing up and saying, okay, everyone's got to start following the law here. These government agencies are not following. But let me tell you a big secret. You guys are going to love this. The post office is involved. The post office was involved in November 2020. They were in on the rig. There are documents we want for the post office. Every federal government has a document retention policy. It's basically 6 years. I'm sure you have one at county and state levels too. It goes back 6 years. In April of 2020, the Postal Service changed their look back, their document retention policy from 6 years to 30 days. 30 days. Then they ran through the rest of 2020. They got through the election. They got 30 days beyond the election. They deleted all their records of it. And then when they got to March of 2021, they shifted their policy back to six years. Does that look suspicious to you, Sheriff?
Just a little bit, yes. And I'm astonished that they got away with that. But
well, want to hear? Well, let me tell you the punchline. Let me tell you the punchline. The punchline is, for federal agencies to make changes like that, they have to follow a law called the Administrative Procedures Act of 1971, I think it is. And it's a very formal thing where they announce to the public, we'd like to change our policy on this. And the public has 60 days to comment, and they have 30 days to reply. And then the public goes, it's this very formal kabuki dance. The only way a federal agency can skip that is if they get if they can get a federal judge to just sign off. They can just change it while skipping the APA. They got a federal judge to sign off on their change from 6 years to 30 days as they ran through the election, and then so they could erase everything. Guess the name of that federal judge. Emmett Sullivan. You know who that is?
So where do you think this will go? Do you think this will come out?
Emmett Sullivan is the judge in the Mike Flynn trial, the judge who railroaded Flynn, the judge who would not let the DOJ. That judge, Emmett Sullivan is the guy who, that same judge is the guy who signed off on the Postal Service changing the look back policy from 6 years to 30 days to get themselves through the election so they could delete everything. Same judge.
Boy.
Ha ha. I think this will come out around the elections or what? Because I just saw a story where they're literally changing election results by what they release and don't release. For example, the January 6th report won't come out before the election. You got to wonder why. We're flat out of time, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to help get involved, CSPOA.org. Thank you, Patrick, and thank you for watching.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman on your radio. Sheriff Max with me. Sheriff, welcome, sir.
Well, thanks so much, Sam. Thanks for a great show with Patrick Byrne there.
Yeah, quick kind of an update on Patrick. Every time I talk to the guy, he drops bombshells. This John Monahan thing is very significant. The question is, and we just ran out of time too fast, but I wanted to ask Patrick, you know, do we expect this to hit mainstream news fairly soon? You know, are these lawsuits going to come out if this guy's winning billions of dollars, millions of dollars, whatever the number be? You know, at some point, it's got to hit the press unless they have that much control to suppress, right?
Yeah, you would think so. That is an amazing story. And that the judge in the Flynn case also is still getting involved with subterfuge and subterfuge, espionage, sabotage. From the courts. It's sabotage from the courts. And I'm telling you, Sam, it never ceases to amaze me how absolutely, utterly legion the corruption in Washington, D.C. is, the corruption in our courts, and absolutely the overwhelming task of trying to correct this. And I still believe, and I will say this over and over, the solution to all of this is not in Washington, D.C., where all of this corruption has been generated. It will happen county by county, if at all. It will happen because we take back America county by county.
Amen to that. I just got an email from Rand Paul's team. Headline, it's official, Fauci got paid. And then he goes into the email. In more detail, but it's kind of shocking, Sheriff. He basically said, we deserve the truth. It's time to fully investigate Fauci and his actions on COVID-19. He goes on and basically says, hey, why the lockdowns? Why the demand for mass mandates? Why does he deny science and continue to push vaccinations and boosters? The answer is simple. It seems it's money. Newly released documents prove Dr. Fauci made millions while Americans struggled during the pandemic. And then Rand Paul says, now I want to know exactly how he did it. And so then he goes on to say, elect me and all this kind of stuff. Fauci doesn't even think we should know why about this, but we deserve the truth, says Rand Paul, and I agree. But I look at this, and to your point about the corruption is just systemic. It never ends how bad it gets. You think you have a handle on it, and every time you just get more and more and more, and you're shocked. This makes the point, Sheriff.
Yeah, and Sam, what did I say at the very beginning of all the pandemic crap? I said on your show and numerous others, oh, yes, we have a pandemic, but it has nothing to do with the coronavirus. That's way back when it was still called the coronavirus. It is a pandemic of utter corruption, and Washington, D.C. is the epicenter of that corruption. And it comes out. And Sam, I'm not trying to take credit like that's some major bombshell, because that's easy to say and easy to determine, because anybody with eyes can see it. But even if you don't, but it's easy to see or hear or understand. It is corrupt.
Roger that. All right, 1 hour's in the can. Ladies and gentlemen, the simulcast of the Sheriff Mac Show on Brighty on TV with Liberty Roundtable live on lovingliberty.net. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour two, just radio, continues in mere seconds. Hour one in the can. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it's educational and entertaining for Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, and Liberty Roundtable Live. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.